You are standing in the grocery store aisle, holding a jar you cannot afford, calculating how many meals you can skip to make the numbers work. The fluorescent lights buzz overhead, but the real noise is in your head, the relentless arithmetic of survival. You feel the heavy weight of a problem that faith alone cannot solve tonight. I will not spiritualize your spreadsheet. I will not tell you that prayer pays the electric bill. The numbers are real. The threat is real. Your anxiety is not a failure of faith. It is a rational response to a real crisis. But I am here with you, and I see you exactly where you are. There was a moment when the light stood near the temple treasury. He watched the wealthy drop bags of gold that clattered loudly, announcing their generosity. Then he saw a woman approach. She was poor. She was invisible to everyone but him. She dropped two small copper coins into the box. They made no sound. They bought nothing of value in the eyes of the world. But the light turned. He called his friends over. He said she gave more than all of them. They gave out of their surplus. She gave out of her poverty. She gave everything she had to live on. He did not praise her for her lack. He praised her for her wholeness. He saw that her worth was not determined by what remained in her hand, but by what she trusted with her heart. The light sees what your giving cost you. Your exhausted effort, your depleted love, your barely holding on faithfulness, these are worth more than all the shiny offerings from those who have never known your kind of empty. Your bank balance is a number. It is not your identity. It is not your future. It is not the measure of your soul. You are seen. You are known. And you are worth more than the sum of your debts.